I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing
Without Going Out.
I'm Gabby.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're the Fuller Sisters.
And we're separate.
Again. Yeah.
Back on FaceTime, recording from our respective homes and respective coasts of Florida. But it was a great week.
See you again. In a few days. Yeah, what? What did you just say?
I was going to say it was a great week last week, but you were only here for the weekend.
Oh. Yeah.
But, yes.
But I'll be back next weekend.
A week.
So.
Right? You're coming on like a Monday or something.
Well, or a Sunday. So it counts as the weekend. I guess maybe a week. Whatever.
I mean, if you come on Sunday, let me know.
Well, obviously, I want to show up knocking at your front door.
I mean, I don't know. But yes, we decided we would do a fall trends favorites.
Oh, because it'll officially be October by the time this goes live. That's crazy. The fact that we are almost done with 2023 is insane.
Okay, I'm just saying this out loud now so that you guys have time to let us know your thoughts. But I think we should do like a tarot card reading or a psychic on the podcast. I think that would be fun.
Yes.
I think we should do, and we have to like plan this like now. I think we should do a submit your like scary stories, paranormal, anything like that that has happened to you episode.
Yes.
And maybe we could do, you know what I thought of would be fun is like, and I don't know how this would translate to a podcast, but like Halloween costume ideas and like talking about how you would build those. Maybe it could just be like part of an episode. I don't know.
Okay.
This is like a rough drawing board of October episodes, well, you guys. But
speaking of October, Cloud just gave me his witch sloth toy to
He's
play
so
with.
So smart.
He is ready for the episode.
Yeah, wow. That's Cloud's favorite.
Okay, great. It's from TJ Maxx, I think.
I was going to say, why don't you start us off? But honestly, our life updates are going to be very intertwined because this past weekend we were together. So I'll let you started us off though.
It was a fun weekend. I feel like it was a really good balance of everything. Like, we did a lot of relaxing, we did a good amount of work, we had fun, we just hung out. Like, I really feel like it was a good weekend.
Agreed.
We started a Hunt a Killer episode. That's what it's called, right? Like the actual brand of it.
Catch a Killer, I think.
No, it's Hunt a Killer. I know that for
I'm
sure.
I'm gonna Google it.
I was staring at the box. At least something of it says Hunt a Killer.
Hold on. Please hold. Yeah, it's Hunt a Killer, but Gabby, there's more.
What?
There's more.
I know. There's a lot.
Like, we might have to, like, really go to town on this brand and these games.
Yeah. I know. We only have the Mallory.
Mallory Rock.
But anyway, yeah. So what it is, it's like a murder mystery game. They make it so legit. And they split it up in episodes. So within Mallory Rock, there are 6 episodes. We only had the 2 in like physical game form that I think Mom got it for you for Christmas.
Yeah. She got me 2 months subscription of it. You could get up to 6 months. I just looked, they're kind of pricey.
They are, but like I kind of get it because they put, like,
oh yeah,
they had a budget for this thing
for sure.
So the way it works is it's like a crime scene. I'm assuming they're all like a murder. I feel like that would most likely be the most common one.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a letter with someone that's like explaining the case and like why it's kind of either still open or why they want to reopen the case and why they just like don't believe what the police ruled it as, or I don't know if that's the case for all of them. That's how this one started. And then they give you a certain amount of information per episode, and each episode has like a certain task to it. So the first episode that we did, the what is the word I'm looking for?
Objective.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The objective is to find the location where she was murdered. So it gave you, we had like a map, we had a magazine, her like pamphlet from the funeral. And then also they give you like a link to go into like a hard drive basically on a website. And from there we had a full on eulogy that was given at the funeral, like a whole video of that. We had like a whole, they made a whole website page, and they made like a, like they went all out. Like there are so many details. There was a whole Spotify playlist. Like they really just, it is so cool how they made this work.
Wait, I have some really good news for you. Target sells like multiple, and these aren't in installments. It's like all in one box, but they have Murder at the Motel, Dead Below Deck, Death at the Dive Bar, R.I.P. Rodeo, Mystery at Magnolia Gardens, Body on the Boardwalk, and it's Hunt a Killer is the brand, but it's just like one box with everything. And they're like $30 each.
We had so much fun. We were so invested into it. We completed the whole first episode, and then we got probably like halfway of the second one. The second one was a lot more information, and we also had a lot less time that we set apart to like doing it. So we still need to finish that, but we want to get the rest because we were having so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's not just like straightforward and easy. Like it is kind of hard, but it's not to the point where it's like absolutely impossible and you don't know where to begin.
So it's kind of like escape room. An escape type room. Games, yes. But I hate escape rooms. I do not like them. I think that they're not fun. Might be an unpopular opinion, and it's weird because I feel like I would prefer that type of activity. I don't like them. But however, I did like this. So, because to me, this is more like solving a crime versus like escaping a room. And a lot of times to me, escape rooms have really dumb things to solve. But I don't know. I would recommend. You know what I was just a little bit worried about, though, is this was, I think, 2 years ago Christmas present. Are we even going to be able to get the other four episodes?
Yeah, it's on the website. I already saw that.
Okay.
It was 2 years ago? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and I've been sitting in it. No, because I've been sitting and like waiting for people to do it with.
I mean, yeah. But okay, well, we finally did that. Definitely recommend. I feel like it would be really fun with honestly any amount of people. Like you could definitely do it by yourself or with like a big party kind of thing. Now it's not, it's different than a murder mystery because I know those have like almost a script and characters and you all play things out. It's not like that. It's more of like a game, crime scene kind of thing. Like you don't have specific lines or characters or anything like that. Like it's literally just everything's out in front of you and you're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, they really present you with like individual pieces of evidence and you have to like put it together and solve.
I just couldn't believe how interactive it was. This sounds like a sponsorship. I wish it was. It was just a lot of fun.
We should reach out to them. If they could sponsor and send us the next four episodes, that'd be great.
I would love that. Yeah, so that was probably like the most fun out there thing that we did. But then the next day, Sunday morning, we were like, you know what? Let's go watch the sunrise at the beach. Now, here's the thing. We're on Fort Myers, obviously, like the west coast of Florida. So the sun doesn't rise on that coast. It sets on that coast. But timeline wise, we were like, let's just get up early. Let's have a content day. Get our pictures out of the way. Go to like a cute little coffee shop. And that way we'll be home for like the rest of the day. Which that's exactly how it went. Like the content wise, super successful. I have been editing through the pictures basically like the last few days and they are like 10 out of 10 content. But here's the thing. We got attacked by bugs. I don't know what they were. They weren't mosquitoes.
They're called no-see-ums. That's like so what Sean's they're actually right? called. No, that's like actually what they're called. Yeah.
But I was just there at that beach in what? We decided it was June with mom.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single bug bite. It's happened to me one other time in Miami too. Only one time. So it must just be this time of the year, I guess.
I'm just also confused because nobody, I mean, there weren't that many people on the beach, but there were people walking on the beach. Not one person affected at all was fazed. I have, and it was to the point where I have hundreds of bug bites on my legs. I have hundreds from my hip down to my toes.
Yeah, I don't think you can go more than like 2 inches on my body without finding, or not on my body, but mainly just my legs, without finding another bug bite. Like they're not just like scattered. Oh my god, we're being dramatic. Like we are covered.
It looks like chicken pox.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Yeah.
And in the morning it was bad, but like bearable. So like we got our pictures done. But then Lexi, why don't you tell them what happened after that?
Guys, it's just been like one thing after another. I'll get to my little mental breakdown here in a minute, but I deleted 500 photos that we took.
And like kind of the main pictures. Like it was the whole reason why.
Yes.
We had a content day.
So my phone, for some reason, and this has never happened to me on this phone because I pay for the iCloud storage. It randomly was just like out of storage. And I'm like, that's really weird. I don't know why. But so it like was malfunctioning. But we had to use my phone to use an app because Gabby's phone wasn't working. To use Lens Buddy, which like takes a bunch of pictures in a row. So you don't have to like individually take photos. So we did. And I had them saved on the app. I have them saved on my phone. When we were sitting at the coffee shop, I put them all in a shared album so that we had them. I verified that they were in said shared album, verified that they were in the app. And I was like, okay, so I don't need them in my camera roll then because I want to be able to use my phone. And it's telling me like I literally can't do anything because it's out of storage. So I delete them.
Then all of a sudden, they disappeared from everywhere.
They disappeared from everywhere else. I spent all day trying to like download sketchy apps to like recover deleted photos, whatever. Like they were gone from everywhere on my phone. So we had to go back to the beach for sunset and retake the photos. And then
and this
we got
worse.
More bug bites. And Sean like, it was, also got bug bites.
It was 10 times worse at sunset. Like I planned on, I had like a whole bathing suit under like the little crew neck we were wearing. And I was like, I might as well get one more set. Like we're at the beach at sunset. It'll be fast. I physically could not get off that beach faster.
I ran.
Yeah.
It felt so like bad. I was literally being attacked. And then we got home and we're like, oh, cool. All the bug bites are gone. Like, we don't see them anymore. Like, it was just like gnats.
It was just
you
like
whatever.
In the moment thing. Right.
The next day, I texted Gabby and I was like, are your bug bites back? She was like, yep. And I, let's just say, I've been sleeping with an ice pack every night on my legs. I tried anti-itch cream. That did nothing. I tried Benadryl. That did nothing. So on my way home today from work.
What's the current status of your legs, though? Because mine are almost gone.
Oh, no. Really? Mine are not almost gone. No, ma'am. I got calamine lotion today, which is like the opaque white pink stuff. And I literally lathered it all over my legs. And I can feel it starting to wear off now. So it's held me off for a couple hours. I literally packed an ice pack to drive to work this morning so that I didn't just sit and scratch my legs. Like, it
You've
is that bad.
Itchy?
It's really? That bad. Yesterday, I went in the ice bath to numb my legs so that I didn't itch. And it worked until I went to bed. Then I grabbed an ice pack again. But the calamine lotion was decent. I also bought, have you ever seen, I think it's called like the bug thing. And it like is the sucker.
Put it on and it takes, yeah.
So unfortunately, you are supposed to do that like right away.
Bites
no, it said for these it works. It said for these bugs it works. But you are supposed to do it like pretty soon after you get the bite. So that's not gonna plus oh my god it would take me hours to do that on every single one of my bites, but I got it for in the future.
So this is for everyone that says influencing isn't hard, okay?
No, just like obviously. Absolutely insane. I mean,
it's just like
agony.
A huge Instagram versus reality. Like you'll have no idea. Like I literally posted a picture set today, and the first picture that I ended up loving is literally me like brushing away the bugs on my legs, but the picture turned out so cute, so you would have no idea. But now you know. I literally had to wear leggings to the gym last night and it was so hot, but I was like, I need to not be able to one touch my legs or two look at my legs because it just grossed me out. And it did a good job. I do feel like I've been in pants throughout the whole day that I've been at home, and I put like an anti-itch lotion on, and I feel like mine have gone down like tremendously.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Now that we're talking about it, mine started itching again, and I need to stop.
I haven't itched once since yesterday, luckily.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous.
But that was pretty much the only negative. Well, you had a few more, but we'll get into that. Yeah, so that was at Bonita Beach, which is super empty. There were, like, a few other people there, and like she said, I'm not sure how they were even there because it was actually unbearable. But once we left the beach, we went to, what is it, Downtown Coffee and Wine, technically?
Yeah.
Super cute little coffee shop. We got s'mores coffee, which was very good. And just hung out there. It was a cute little, like, outdoor cafe spot. I feel like we'll probably go back there. It'll be, like, a reoccurring spot we go. And then we watched the Bills game by the pool, had some buffalo chicken dip, went out to dinner, just hung out in the hot tub.
I made the best buffalo chicken dip I've ever made.
Because you used real chicken. That's what we determined.
Well, it was really good. But then we went to Cheesecake Factory. and it was great.
Very good. And then, yeah, home, hung out in the hot tub. They went to work. I just hung out for a little bit the next day. And then came back home, and I have been exhausted this week. And I don't know why, because I've definitely been getting enough sleep besides, like, the morning we went to Sunrise. I don't know. I mean, I'm on my period, so I don't know if it's just that. Like, I feel like I haven't noticed that in other months, really, where it's, like, I'm dramatically more tired or I just don't put two and two together. But I am so tired this week for some reason.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Same, but I'm always tired.
It's definitely been, like, more than usual, but other than that, I am now going on another little road trip. I feel like I've been on. But, okay, so here's the thing. I feel like I've been doing a lot, but the fact that I have Mondays and Wednesdays to just not go to the gym and be
home amazing.
Is literally it's a lifesaver. Because then I can pack my weekends of time, and I still have days in between to, like, reset. So we bought Universal tickets back in April, like, around my birthday, and we went with, like, a whole bunch of Justin's friends to go to Universal. And when we bought it, it was, like, a Florida resident deal that if you bought one, you got a day free. We totally forgot about our free day until, like, the other day, and we're like, I think those expire soon. Let's look into it. They expire on Friday. So luckily, we have the day off. We're going to head up to Orlando, go to Universal for the day for free, which is nice. And we're going to be, like, staying with friends, so we don't have to pay for our hotel room or anything. So it'll be just, like, a nice, chill, low-budget weekend. And I'm very excited. I don't think we're going to do Halloween Horror Nights because you guys know, I feel like we've talked about it on the podcast, we weren't a fan last time we went. So I think we're just going to utilize the two park passes throughout the day. Maybe, like, go out to dinner a little bit. I'm not sure what else we'll do. And then just come back.
You'll have to tell me if the Mummy Ride is back open because they're, like, refurbishing and, like, redoing a bunch.
No. Well, I feel like it was closed one of the last times I went, but then when I went in April, I feel like it was already open, no?
It wasn't it open last time I went. I don't remember when that was. Oh, Mom and I did that for your worlds. That wasn't this year, though, right?
No, that was before, so I do think it's back open then. But I don't know if anything's necessarily different.
Oh.
Another update. I think we might have figured out a fall trip, guys. I didn't think it was going to be possible this year. And then I realized that Halloween falls on a Tuesday and the gym is closed on a Tuesday. And I have the whole weekend before that off. So that would give me Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, be back Wednesday for a fall trip.
Where are you going?
I think just New York. And then we'll, like, spend a few days in the city. And then the getaway houses are really cheap because it's, like, a random, like, we'll probably do, like, a Monday. So I think we might spend one of the days in, like, the getaway house. It's, like, an hour from Justin's family. And then that way we could also save money if we wanted to not stay in the city, because I looked at hotels today and they're like $400. We can just stay at Justin's house and train in and out, which saves a ton of money. Okay. But I feel like from what I've seen on social media, it'll be like peak fall time around that time in the city and like Central Park and all the leaves. And I think it'd be fun.
Nice.
We'll see. I really want to do Vermont, but the lodge where I want to stay is just outrageously priced.
All right, well, I pretty much, the first half of my week was already recapped with Gabby here, but work-wise, it's been a busy week. I've also been tired, as you can hear by my yawn. I had a slight little mentee bee the other day, you know, a little mental breakdown. I've just been overwhelmed with a lot, and also, like, it's been a minute since I've had an emotional release. I feel like I used to have them all the time, and then now that I'm, like, you know, a therapy queen and have my anxiety under control, I like haven't had that in a while. But you know, sometimes you just gotta let it out. So yeah, just like the stress of deleting all those pictures and having to retake them, I was so mad at myself. And then like work stress over future jobs, just like not enough time in the day to work out like I want, which is like kind of an excuse. I've just been feeling meh. But yeah, I'm feeling better now that I let it all out. I'm going to yoga later, and I'm excited. It's been a while since I've done hot power yoga.
I was just going to say, is it like hot yoga? Is it?
Yeah, I'm gonna need to wear leggings, like, though.
Meditative yoga or like intense?
No, like yoga. Hot power yoga.
Well, what does so we'll power see. Mean? Like you're like not like kumbaya-ing. A workout.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's a pretty new studio that I'm going to, and the first class is free, so we will see. I'm excited for some girl time again next week. Mom and Gab are coming over, like I said. And my only other update is that I started Vampire Diaries today because I've heard so much about it, and we'll see how it goes because I've never seen it, but a bunch of people commented on my video and they were like, yeah, you should watch that. It's so good. So I'm
my
like, okay, that's
college
fall.
Roommate was watching it like my freshman year of college. So I would watch things in the background here and there. And I feel like it's like a huge fan base, but I never,
yeah,
never got into it ever. Do you think I should watch Gilmore Girls?
Yes.
After Vanderpump Rules? I'm on season 9, yes. So I'm almost done with that.
Yes.
I might start that.
You should.
Why did you just bring me to your kitchen? What are you kidding?
I'm getting ice.
It's that bad?
I cannot sit here and film this podcast, you guys, without ice
on
my legs.
Do you have pants on?
Yes.
Really? And you're still doing that?
Yes.
Wow.
Anyways, what is your favorite this week?
Abercrombie. Guys.
The whole store? Halster.
I mean, yes, because I was going to say specifically, like, obviously the crew necks we just got, I love, but they just had, like, a huge fall sale, so I went and made, like, I linked a whole bunch of products. Where did you just go?
I'm here. Sometimes my FaceTime connects to my phone camera, and I don't know how it happens.
Anyway, so I went through the whole website and linked a bunch on, like, the women's and the men's, and they've really just, they've done a revamp. Their prices are...
high.
Kind of, yeah, but I do feel like they have a decent amount of sales quite often, but I do feel like the quality and like cuteness of their clothes has just skyrocketed.
Yeah,
and Hollister,
they have a lot
too.
Of cute stuff.
I do feel like Hollister is cheaper than Abercrombie. Do you know they're owned by like the same everything?
No, I thought they were competitors.
No, like actually the crew neck you wore that you didn't take the tag off, I think the tag is still on, has a Hollister tag, but the like plastic tag, but the actual tag on the crew neck says Abercrombie.
That's weird. Yeah, I got another cute crew neck from Hollister when I worked with them on Instagram.
Yeah.
My favorite is my new wax warmer. You remember that one that I had from Buffalo? We spilled wax all over it. It was like getting really old and ratchet. I tossed that. I found one at Walmart today when I went and got the calamine lotion. And it's so neat because there's a little part that like is decor and you can change it out between pumpkins, and it came with Christmas trees. So like I can keep it out and just change it for the season. So we just have to find like
show me
a summer one.
Show me.
I can't get up because I'm currently icing my calves, but it's over there. I will show you when we're done and I'll put a picture of it. Remind me guys to link it on the story. And then I'm cold from icing my calves, so I have a blanket wrapped around me. I'm a hot mess, you guys. I'm not okay.
We are decently far into this episode, and we've yet to say what today's about.
No, wait, I told them.
We? You're right. Yeah, we talked all about October. I'm sorry. We've been all over the place. So we're going to get into that, which I'm excited about because, guys, Miami is stepping it up. So you sent me this reel that I actually saw, like, the day before of this place. We have two, like... over-the-top cute pumpkin patches here, which you would not expect for Miami. And I remember I used to complain about it, I think on the podcast specifically, because
yes,
I will still say we have
haunted houses. Haunted hay rides, yeah.
Yes. Which these places technically do, actually, and I think one of my teams are trying to do a team bonding there. So we'll see how it is. But...
well, I don't think we have any here. I'm going to check.
Yeah, which kind of shocks me, because I feel like you're more like family-oriented over there, that they would have something. But... we have two. So the two that we have are the Berry Farms and Pinto Farms. We've gone to the Berry Farm. I've gone pretty much like every year the last like 3 or so years. So that one we're very familiar with. It's super cute little like setups. They have the pumpkins everywhere. They have like really good food, drinks. The Berry Farms also kind of has like a little farmer's market, which is really cute because they like grow, obviously, like it berries, strawberries and everything. So... they have like a whole bunch of like strawberry jelly and like products like that you can get. That one though, which I thought was our best one, has now been completely outdone by Pinto Farms. They have outdone a pumpkin patch, let me tell you. We haven't gone yet, but from what I've seen on Instagram, they have like extravagant food and drink options, like a pumpkin drink out of a pumpkin with like a cinnamon straw, like so many cute photo ops. They have like pedal boats. They have a cannon thing that you like. So many things, and I'm so excited to go. And I am just shocked that Miami has really stepped up their fall game, which it's about time considering we don't really get fall. So like you got to fake it in other ways. But I'm so excited to put on a cute little fall outfit and go to the pumpkin patches.
Okay, I just found there are two places, and the one place has two locations. They have one in Bonita Springs and one in Fort Myers. And it looks like the Bonita Springs one has more. They have a family-friendly maze. They have a haunted maze. They have, like, pumpkin picking, corn maze. They've got, what else do they have? I don't know. Yeah, so I may have to try it out. Last year, like I said, I feel like I keep saying this, but with the hurricane, like, nothing was happening in the fall. Like, literally nothing. So, and that was my first fall here. So, this will be, we'll have to go check these ones out. This one's called Farmer Mike's, and then there's, and they have two locations. Then there's Pumpkin Patch Lakes Regional Park.
Mom just texted us and said she's driving it free, and I said podcasting. She said, really? Okay, mention all your bug bites since they know you went to the beach.
As if we didn't just talk about them
for 20 minutes
for the last half hour. Mom, I know you're gonna listen to this. Don't worry, we did. I am currently sitting here with an ice pack on my legs. So yeah, I'm hoping to do that, because that's one thing like we miss is fall activities. I feel like that's the best time in Buffalo is like September.
Oh my god, you're so right. So if I go home, not home, but like up north, especially Halloween weekend, we could definitely hit some. There's got to be a ton of haunted hay rides. I know there's haunted houses by him that he used to talk about. Oh my god, maybe we'll do that.
Okay,
great. I think I have to do it. I have to book a trip that weekend. Flights are cheap, honestly. I feel like no one travels for Halloween. Like, no one cares that much. So flights were pretty cheap. Hotels on the other hand, hoping not so much.
That we really have trick-or-treaters. I don't know. I've been wanting to ask, like, our neighborhood Facebook group, but I'm waiting till October so I don't look super weird to put in there, like, hey, do we get trick-or-treaters?
I feel like you don't have a lot of kids.
See, I thought that. But I watched a lot of kids walk home from the bus stop today. So I don't know. I mean, they're a little bit older, though. So I don't know. But I hope we do, because I want to pass out candy. Also, though, do kids in general trick or treat like they used to? I feel like that was an early 2000s thing.
Well, and also, like, do you trick or treat on the day of, even if it's a Tuesday night? Do you do it on the weekend?
Yeah, I don't know.
When do you do it?
I feel like we always did it the day of, no matter what day it was, when we were kids.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But
I don't, maybe just down here do people not trick-or-treat as much?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. Let us know if you're a kid, have kids, what the deal is. Let us know how it works nowadays.
Okay, I am going to hop into some fall trends. And I want to hear your reaction, and I will very willingly tell you mine. So number one, it's getting out of hand. The platform Uggs. They're too freaking high. They look ridiculous. I'm sorry. I know I'm in the minority with these. I just...
Really?
Yes.
Let me... I need to pull up a picture because off the top of my head... And are you going like the mini Uggs but platform?
No. I was cool with the original, like with just the little bit of a heel. Like these, those are fine. Like just a little chunk. However, these... are out of hand. The newer platform, no.
But then, like, I see them on, and I'm like, that's not that bad.
No, that's bad. In my opinion, it's gonna be no for me.
It looks like you're just like you're an inch too short, and you're trying to ride the roller coaster.
It's giving,
which is
not tall enough to go on a slide. Look it.
Okay, well that one especially.
Like, come on. I can't.
I do like the mini Ugg trend because I love the like socks over top.
Yes, I love
like,
them.
The
just
knit
not
sweater socks.
6 inches high. Like, get like.
Okay, well that
these
one on
slippers,
the slipper is bad.
I would roll my ankle and die inside my own house. Like, come on, people. Anyways, I feel like that is, I am in the minority there with that. I feel like that's going to be an unpopular opinion because I know people live and die for the platform Uggs, but
I don't hate them, but I see what you're saying.
Okay. Also a no for me are ballet flats.
Okay, I can't get into that one.
Okay.
I can't do it. Flats in general, for some reason, just, like, give me the ick. And I don't know why.
Like, and they're really trendy, fashionable people are wearing them now. And I, like,
And people could make them look good, but something about me putting a ballet flat on my foot is just not. No,
and I like loafers. You know, those are flats. I like certain flats, but the traditional ballet slipper looking flat that's like really in for the fall, it's going to be a no for me. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But a yes for me are the Birkenstock clogs. We've talked ad nauseum about those on here. What are you laughing at?
So I was looking at Pinterest for the platform Ugg so I could see what you're talking about.
Yes! Please look at the those are real, version. Gabby. But those are based off the real ones. Like, they have some that are that tall.
Look at her.
Those are ridiculous.
I bet she could make it on the roller coaster, though. I needed that. When I was 10, I needed those.
Oh, gosh.
I used to have to stuff my shoes with tissues to be tall enough. Work. And wear a lot of socks, as if that would make a big difference. And put a high bun on top of my head.
We all know Gabby feels yes with the Birkenstock clogs. But yes, I think do. That they're still
big
in.
Fan.
Next big yes for me are blazers. I love a blazer. I need to be better about dressing them down, though, and wearing them with jean shorts or
and
jeans
that's
because they look so
I
good.
Where I struggle of... Like, I feel like business casual is such, a aesthetic of fall clothing.
But you don't
that's
go to
not
work,
me.
So you don't.
And I don't know. Yeah. And, but I need more, jackets and coats because I feel like all my cute clothes are, crop tops or, sleeveless tank top kind of clothes. And I can never wear them out at, restaurants and stuff because everyone blasts the air here. And I feel like if I could use a blazer or a little coat, I could turn these outfits into, fall outfits and warmer kind of clothes. But I just cannot do it, and I don't know how or why.
I will say I just checked the weather for the first time in a while, and we are in a low of the low 70s and a high of the 80s. We're out of the 90s and hundreds, so it's starting to cool down. And I know people always say you can't have fall in Florida. I disagree, because when you're used to a certain temperature, when it cools down, even though it's hotter than other places, it feels cooler. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and at night is when it really cools down. So when you go out to dinner and stuff, that's where you can actually wear fall
clothes. And also
just
everywhere you go inside is absolutely freezing here at all times. So you can get away with sweaters for sure.
The next trend, I didn't know what to call this. And I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but the waistcoat trend, a tank top, blazer vest. It's it looks like a blazer, a businessy tank top almost. Do you know what I'm
vest?
Saying? Kind of, yeah. But blazer. I'm gonna type it into Google so
I
can show
you.
Yeah,
I need you to pull up a picture. I'm not quite sure we're on the same page. I don't know what you're referring to.
These. Another outfit that you could dress down with jeans. Yeah,
I could never do it.
A vest. You know who wears them and always looks cute is Rachel Radke. Well, now Rachel Ottenreath, but she posted in one the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is so cute. Just such a cute outfit idea, and it looks comfy, and that's another great Florida fall outfit, I feel like, because it's sleeveless, you know.
Yeah,
I do feel like it's more my style than yours.
Yeah, I was gonna say I could see how you could make it cute. I just don't think it's for me.
Okay, well, to each their own.
I'm not against it. I just, it's one of the things that I just feel like I couldn't pull off.
Next on my list, according to all of the trend websites, because I did some research before this episode, the color of fall 2023 is red, and not a maroon red. It's a bright orangey red.
So I don't know
what that
red
means,
girl.
But
every time I wear it, I like it on me, but I have literally one red shirt, I think.
I like red nails on me, and that's about it.
Yeah, I just
I like hot pink,
red girly.
But red, I struggle with a little bit.
I like accents of red,
interesting.
But red to me is it's just so much of a color.
I do feel like it looks better on darker hair than lighter hair, so that could be.
Agreed.
Next, the website said metallic items, like metallic jeans.
I saw this.
Metallic.
I don't love it.
It's not for me. No, this one's going in the no pile for your girl. Yeah, no, I just, that can stay in the past. And then last yes for me is the like classic bow that you tie in your hair. You know what I'm saying? Like you take a little ribbon, tie it in your hair, like half up, half down.
The headbands, just like the hair accessories. They're like almost like childhood hair accessories. Like they're very little kid hairstyles, but they're coming back and they're so cute. And I'm a big fan. I haven't done hardly any of them. I asked Lex if she had ribbon the other day because I thought it would be really cute. She didn't have ribbon, so I couldn't make it happen. But I agree. I really like it. I think it's just such a cute little touch to add.
Okay, well, that's what I had for trends. Do you want to hop into Gabby divided hers up into categories. My fall faves are just a hodgepodge mix, so I'll let her take it away.
So for clothes, I am down for the flowy, comfy jumpsuit rompers, like the Free People-esque kind of clothes. Yes, like comfort over everything. I got them genuinely thinking that Justin would make fun of me because I feel like it's one of those things that like you're dressing for yourself and not at all for the male gaze, and like normally you would think they hate. He loves them, which shocks me, but I feel like he's actually really gotten into like style and fashion and like knowing what's in instead of just like what looks cute or whatever like on my body. Like obviously it's not accentuating anything on me, it looks like a garbage bag, but it is so comfy and I'm a big fan of just dressing for comfort.
I have a Free People dupe of the like classic jumper one and I have never worn it. I really should. I need to try it on.
You really should. So yeah.
What do you wear under it? Like a tank top?
Tank top, t-shirt I've done. I've seen people do like tube tops.
Okay.
Even like long sleeves as we're getting into the colder months. It's giving spaghetti straps can't fit the school dress code, so I wear a t-shirt under, but in a cute way.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
But it looks good with the jumpsuit.
Okay. I'll have to see it.
Because that's like how it's kind of meant to be worn. Because it's like low cut. You physically can't wear nothing under. So like you have to layer.
Yeah.
Another thing is I'm just loving like making fall making fall clothes flortified. So like the clogs instead of the Uggs, because obviously we have no snow. Like you could still get away with them. But just like the clogs, I feel like it's kind of a better look for here. The sleeveless chunky sweaters I've been seeing all over my Pinterest. And I love. I just added one to my Amazon cart that I think I might buy. Because I love a good chunky sweater, but like it's 80 degrees. So like the sleeveless one, I feel like that's a good look. Short overalls, so you're not dying. I feel like that's another good one. And then the sleeveless collar under like a shirt sweater look, I still like. I do feel like it's on the phase out, but also kind of not, because I feel like that preppy girl look is still very in.
But you should add plaid mini skirt to your list, because that's, you can do skirts really easily in Florida.
Yes. I'm not a skirt girl, but I agree. And I feel like that makes outfits really cute. Right. And then flare pants, I feel like is, ooh, yeah. They're going to be really big this fall. And I like them. I'm a big fan of the flare look. I guess we'll go into my, we'll just go back and forth with favorites because.
Okay, let me see if I have any that fit into your clothing category. I do. Number one, the UGG Tasman slippers. And I just have to say, two or so years ago, Gabby got these from a brand. And she was like, these are more your style. They're not that cute. And I was like, oh, I love those. And guess what? Now they're cool and she wants them back. And she's not getting them back.
She won't give them to me.
Unless you want to buy me my own pair, then you can have them. But I love them. And then I've always loved like the fuzzy slippers. They don't have to be UGG brand. I have a knockoff brand that I just got from Temu because my old ones were so worn. I had to literally throw them away. They had holes in them. Always loved those. And that's pretty much all I got as far as, I've been loving the like dress and high boots look on other people, but I haven't done that myself yet. So stay tuned if I can make that happen. But yeah, those are my clothing fall faves as of late. And then just comfy sweats, per use.
Always. Sweat sets. I love that, like, sweats are cute now and acceptable because I've always just worn them everywhere. But, like, they're, like, real outfits now. And, like, it's okay to just go out everywhere in sweats,
I feel like. See, but other people, when they wear them, look cool. And I literally look like Adam Sandler. Like, I don't look cute in them.
You have to, I mean, if you really want to make it look like an outfit, like, I feel like you do have to accessorize with, like, the gold hoops, the layering, the necklaces, that kind of vibe.
Maybe that's where I go wrong. And I
don't think you do that. Yeah.
No.
My next category is, like, food drink items. Pumpkin coffee is a yes for me. Pumpkin anything else is a no. Like, I don't love the pumpkin flavor of anything, but I love a pumpkin spice latte.
I like pumpkin pie. I like pumpkin coffees. I don't like overly sweet pumpkin, like, flavored things. Like, Sean tried to get the pumpkin spice ice cream or whatever, and it's way too sweet for me. But I like pumpkin pie.
I'm not the biggest. Like, I'll do it with a lot of Cool Whip on the side, but I actually don't love pumpkin pie. But speaking of pie, apple pie all the time. Justin was just saying how much he, like, wants an apple pie, and I was like, you know what? One of these weekends, we're going to...
I have the family recipe.
I know. And I've made one with grandma, but I've never made one by myself. You've dabbled in a lot of apple pies. I have not.
I have.
But we might have to do one because I just love a good apple pie.
I want a good, authentic apple cider. The one from Trader Joe's for me is just not cutting it. Like, it's fine, but it's not like the Northeast apple farm apple cider that I'm craving. Mm-hmm.
Then the other one is the one I'm drinking right now, and that's the Alani Nu Witch's Brew drink. It literally, do you know those caramel apple suckers? We never had them really growing up, but I know, like, certain places did and everyone raves about them. This tastes just like that in a drink. It's such a cool flavor, and I really like it. It's very fally.
It is good. Another food fave, soups in general, Zuppa Toscana.
Oh, I'm a chicken tortilla, girl, but
chili.
In the fall,
I need to make French some chili. French onion. See, Sean doesn't love chili, and you have to make, like, a big batch of chili. So it's like, either I'm eating it for, like, 2 weeks, or I make it and freeze it. I don't know. I need to figure out how to do
that. I'm really only a chili girl, like, when Dad makes it. I'm not the biggest chili girl either.
I love it.
The Starbucks apple drinks, which you have not tried yet, have you?
No.
I think they're a miss. I'm not a fan. And I was excited to try it. Luckily, I didn't order it. Justin ordered it. And he liked it. But, not even close to the pumpkin.
Good to know. I have been getting so many DMs from you guys that gingerbread is coming back to Starbucks this winter.
But, I looked into it and it showed gingerbread chai.
Doesn't matter. That means they'll have the syrup. I mean, I'm assuming
they have gingerbread, right.
Doesn't matter. Means they'll have the syrup. They have not had the gingerbread syrup in years.
What was it? Did they have like a special gingerbread drink before? No,
it was a gingerbread spice latte. But just knowing that they'll have the gingerbread syrup is all I need.
Well, yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's official. I saw the list. It's on there.
I saw in our Publix that they had gingerbread creamer, and I bought it a month ago, and it's sitting in the fridge. It doesn't go bad till March. So guess what? I'm ready in case they don't have it anymore, because that is never going to happen to me again.
Perfect.
I don't think I have any other food or drink. I have some nail faves and then some random faves.
I have a nail fave. It's one I did last year, and it is the brown metallic. My issue is I want to recreate them almost exactly, if not exactly, and I don't remember what the shade of brown was before the chrome got put on top. So that's an issue. I also want to do, I think, vanilla chrome. Have you been seeing those?
Mm-mm.
Kind of like an off-white chrome.
Show me a picture. Saved a picture. I have really bad news. I think we talked about this on last podcast, so I was going to put the chrome powder over my brown. Oh, yeah, that looks really nice. I like that a lot. I forgot, and I already painted them maroon, so.
Oops. Well, you could maybe do chrome over that.
I have plenty of time, yeah. But my fave for fall nails is just the dark polishes. Just like a simple, glossy polish. I like maroon, black, navy, the forest green. I just love the look of, like, a dark polish. And I'm so excited that I can do that now, because I would do that all year, but I feel like it's not very summery. But I never really love my summer nails when I do them. So, and the beauty of doing them at home is you can change them up as much as you want. So,
I know. I feel like I just got these done, and, like, she just did not do a good job. Like, my nail is peeling from the dip. This one broke. And I'm really annoyed because I did not want to have to get them done.
Oh, my gosh. You literally just said all of your real nails are long.
I know. And then this happened as I was leaving your house, honestly. And I barely touched it on something. Completely cracked. I was like, are you kidding me?
Okay, well, my last faves. Well, one is just the leaves candle. I've talked about it a million times, but there's literally not a better fall scent or just scent in general.
I need to go to Bath & Body.
You missed all the sales.
I know. Well, because I swear I have them somewhere and I haven't found them in my apartment yet.
It's unfortunate. You need it. I don't know. There's nothing better than that. And last but not least are just the shows and movies. I have a whole list. I will post it on the story. Again, you guys have a lot to remind me to post on the story. Let me make a list. So I need to post the fall shows and movies. What else did I say I would post? The wax warmer. Is that it?
Yeah, I don't recall. So okay. I'm no help.
If I forgot something, you guys will DM me.
What fall shows and movies, though? Go through like a quick list because...
Okay. I literally have a list. So, shows, Gilmore Girls, Stranger Things.
How many seasons is Gilmore Girls?
Like,
is it outrageous? Or
seven,
no?
Maybe? I don't know. I fly through them, though.
Okay. What is it on? What streaming platform?
Netflix. It's on Netflix. So, shows. Yes, back to what I was saying. Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Oh my god, I literally just stopped thinking for a minute. Gilmore Girls. Stranger Things. I suppose some Gossip Girl episodes are very fall-y. And then, of course, there's, like, fall episodes of, like, a bunch of shows. But those are my show recommendations. And then movies. We've got Hocus Pocus, of course, and the second one. All the Halloween Towns. For me, the Harry Potter movies are just giving cozy and fall. So I love those. We've got... all of the Disney Channel original movies.
I wonder if they're going to do... I was at Universal like 2 years ago for Halloween Horror Nights around this time, but I don't remember how much Universal itself decorates for Halloween. Like, I want Hogwarts and all of that to be super, like, fallified, and I don't know if it will be. I hope it is.
Then you've got the Disney Channel original movies like Phantom of the Megaplex and Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire. You've got Casper and Casper Meets Wendy. You've got The Addams Family, Double Double, Toil and Trouble, one of my faves. You've got the original and the new version of The Witches, Ghostbusters and the sequels, Haunted Mansion and the new Haunted Mansion, which I need to watch. I have not seen it. Twitches, Scooby-Doo, Don't Look Under the Bed, Clue, Knives Out, Twilight movies, Matilda. And then, of course, you got, like, the scary ones, like the Halloween movies, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, all of that. Practical Magic, which I watched for the first time last year. It's, like, an old Sandra Bullock movie. The Spiderwick Chronicles, to me, is very fall-esque. Remember the Titans is a fall movie. And A Simple Favor, even, is, like, a little bit fall for me. So that's my quick rundown on fall movies. I know there are some... like, you're going to say, I think, like, You've Got Mail and, like, When Harry Meets Sally. I just haven't watched those because they're older and I'm sure I need to. But there's some fall rom-coms, but that's my list for you.
Sounds great. Did you know Pitch Perfect was released 11 years ago today?
The original one?
It just came up on my phone, yeah.
It makes me feel old.
You are.
But I think we've been talking for a really long time, and I need to go wash this calamine lotion off my legs before I go to yoga and people think I have a disease. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so. Happy fall. Happy October. And I think that's all I have to say.
All right. And we'll see you next week on Outgoing.
Without Going Out.
Bye. Bye.